1. He questioned how he would do it. A knife to the throat? A bullet through the skull? Those were the two methods he preferred, and the way the hard men of Glasgow put their rivals in the ground. But which would be the best and most enjoyable way to kill Frankie Conway? Terry Reid, Glasgow's most notorious gangster, asked himself that very question on the morning he chose the second option and shot Frankie Conway, his drug-dealing rival. But drugs weren't the reason Terry put a bullet through Frankie's skull. Of course, he'd been thinking about ending the fucker for a long time, but he'd been presented with evidence that had given him the perfect excuse to finally go through with it. Richie Jackson, Terry's right-hand man and business partner, had been in the driving seat of the car, waiting for Terry to give the go-ahead. Once they'd finally tracked Frankie down, it was game on. The sun shone, and the air was particularly warm in Glasgow that early spring Sunday morning. Frankie had been walking past the park in Govan Hill when Richie drew up. But Frankie wasn't alone. He was with one of his so-called bodyguards. A man like Frankie needed a babysitter. He was one for pissing off too many of Glasgow's businessmen, and it was only a matter of time before someone took him out. Turning in response to the approaching car, Frankie Conway had looked Terry Reid in the eye as he shot him 3 times in the head. He'd gone down fast, landing in a pool of his own blood, before Terry turned the gun on Frankie's guard and shot him too. It was nothing personal against the guy, just business. He had to take out the witness. It was then that Richie sped off. It was early enough that no one else was around. Even if they were, Frankie Conway was the type of lowlife people wouldn't miss in the area. And Terry Reid was the type that no one would speak against, so he was confident that there would be no connection.
"The bastard deserved everything he got," Richie said,
as he drove through the Clyde Tunnel back onto their side of Glasgow.